A reading from Matthew, the 25th chapter. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You'd better go to the dealer and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" This is the word of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. So I know what it's like to have a deadline looming over your head. For 15 years, I lived with a deadline because I was a television news reporter. And every night, the 6 o'clock news was going to go on at 6 o'clock. There was absolutely nothing that was going to stop it. And if you had a story that was due, it had to be there. That's just the way it was. I got sent out on a story about 30 miles or so southwest of Minot to a little lake called Nelson Carlson Lake. The county took care of this piece of property, and there had been vandalism going on lately. I was going to meet a county official to talk about what the county planned to do. So anytime you went out on a story, there were certain things that you brought with you. You brought a tripod, you brought the camera, and back in those days, there was a separate recorder that came along as well to record the video. You had a cable that connected the two, you had a microphone and a microphone cable, and you had a videotape, a 3/4-inch videotape that could hold 20 minutes worth of video. And remember, this is back in the 90s, so it's in the analog days. So I made my trip, I got there, I met the county official, we're standing, we're chit-chatting a little bit. I was taking out the tripod, I put the camera on the tripod, I hooked it up to the recorder, I grabbed the microphone, I plugged it in, I reached into the bag. Oh no, we've got a dilemma now. No videotape. My stomach sunk. There's a dilemma in this gospel story today. A wedding. 10 bridesmaids are called together to light the way for the bride and the groom. But 5 of them forgot to bring extra oil. We've got a dilemma. So behind this, let me tell you a little bit about the customs that are going on in this story. In Jesus' day, the bride would be living with her parents. The groom would have spent time leading up to the wedding, preparing a home for them. The day of the wedding, he would leave his home, go to the family of his bride-to-be, and gather her and her possessions and bring them back to the home. Now, as they arrive that night, the call goes out for the bridesmaids to light their lamps. And all of a sudden, the dilemma arises. Since he was delayed for whatever reason, some of the bridesmaids didn't have enough oil for their lamps. And then is the last line in the text from today where Jesus says, "Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Keeping awake was an issue for the early church. Keeping awake might be an issue for us today as well. In the early church, they actually wrestled with this. You can read more about it in Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians. There was concern about the idleness among some believers. They had kind of quit working because they believed that Jesus was going to return any day, any moment, any time. So if that's going to happen, what do we have to worry about? Why should we work or do anything else? Well, all of these days and weeks and months and years have stretched on until 2,000 years later. It really isn't that hard all of the sudden for us to wonder, is Jesus really going to return? And life goes on. So what does it mean to us today to keep awake? It seems to me that there is a straightforward answer in this parable, and it's really not that complicated. There were five bridesmaids who just did what bridesmaids were called to do. They brought their lamps, and they brought oil for their lamps. That's really all we need to do. To be awake is to live as God called us and created us to live. This past week, I was blessed to be able to go to the installation of our new bishop here in the Western North Dakota Synod, Bishop Craig Schweitzer. The gospel text that he chose for that worship service was from Matthew 22, where Jesus is asked, which is the most important law? And Jesus says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. On these two laws hang all scripture and prophets. Pastor Craig said this is the text that he will be living out of in these months ahead as our bishop. Well, it seems to me that this is a perfect answer to the question of what does it mean to be awake today? It's as simple as loving God, which happens as we gather together for worship, whether it's online, electronically, or in a place here, like at Trinity. It happens as in the midst of our daily lives, we take a moment for praise and thanksgiving, right? Reminders here with these beautiful decorations here in the sanctuary of all of the ways that God abundantly blesses us day after day after day. Not taking it for granted, but continuing to say, thank you, Lord. It really is that simple. To love God would be that to continue to pray. It can happen anywhere and at any time. Prayers of thanksgiving, prayers for people that you are concerned about, prayers now for our country in this time, prayers for whatever comes to mind, and sometimes prayers of just sitting back and listening. Lord, what would you have me do? What is your calling on my life? That's the easiness of loving God. And then to love our neighbor? That's not a big deal either, right? I think that the bride and bridegroom were loved by these bridesmaids who did the simple thing of bringing the oil that was necessary to light the way to the grand party. What are the little things that you are called to do to care for neighbors just in your circle of family and friends or the people that you run into? These days, when you can't see smiles behind our masks, the gift of a wave, a friendly wave, the bright eyes that show deep care and concern. A kind word spoken or written. These are days when text messages and letters and emails are so important, letting people know that you care about them and love them deeply. To pick up the phone and call someone else, if you're baking, to bake something extra. If you are working, caring for people, to do it with love and care and concern. And understand that that is loving your neighbor. It really is that simple. We gather together in worship each week and we confess that we believe that Jesus will come again to judge the living and the dead. Maybe part of the reason that we confess that weekly is to remind ourselves as each of these days goes on that Jesus actually will return someday. And in the meantime, we're just called to love God and love our neighbor. Are we going to mess up? Absolutely. No question about it. We are humans who sin. Jesus died and rose again for the forgiveness of our sins. And so that which is confessed is forgiven. And so then we can wait, serving God, serving our neighbor, and knowing all will be well. So what happened at Nelson Carlson Lake? Well, I had to eat crow. I had to go to the county official and tell him what had happened. Later, we met back in Minot, did the interview. I ended up running out later to Nelson Carlson and getting the pictures that I needed. I made my way through it. We can make our way through it when we make mistakes. God loves us. God blesses us. God waits for us. But let's keep our lamps filled with oil, our wicks trimmed, so that all of God's beloved can see the light. Thanks be to God. Amen.